April 21st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I continue to speak here as a means of reconciling mankind to my will, my commandments, my omnipresence in their midst. These days, man readily believes in human effort. However, believers in me are now in the minority. I continue to ask for prayers for unbelievers. Pray that faith is restored in all hearts and recognized as the treasure that it is. Lack of faith has resulted in disunity amongst all people and all nations. While unity in righteousness has suffered, unity in evil has flourished. This evil unity has laid the foundation for many evil laws. Believers must be cautious, therefore, in what they obey and in what they accept as truth. Untruth is presented as acceptable by mass media. The conscience of the world has consequently been convoluted. Believers must stand boldly for the truths of faith. Do not summarily accept any authority as a bearer of truth. Use my commandments as your law of truth in all matters. The Holy Mother protects your faith and therefore your journey in truth. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.